Just a side note, I'll be on KX News tonight at 10. They wanted to interview me about our mass attendance here at Corpus Christi. And we have just lost 20%, really, of our people. So if you find them, bring them back, especially to this mass. I want to keep this mass, but we need more people here. Today is Priesthood Sunday, and I'm speaking at all the masses about our future, the beginning of, and the fundraising for two needs we have here at Corpus Christi. First, we have a need for our first real rectory since our founding in 1964. And we also have need to expand our parking, which will be in that playground area. We're going to get about 18 to 20, but that's a start. And I'll talk more about that later. Parking. You know that I live in a house over here. If you don't know that, I do. Until tomorrow. I move tomorrow. And Father Ani used to live in this house here. He's already moved. It's not practical for us to have two homes for our clergy. We can be better stewards. And a rectory is not just a big family home where priests live. According to canon law, it's designed for private suites where the priests can have quiet, and it has common areas that they share. Kitchen area, dining area, living area, chapel area. In all of my years in living in a rectory with other priests, my life is better in so many ways because of what that provides. First, a common rectory provides accountability. Fraternity. It's an opportunity for charity. Whenever we're living with someone, it's an opportunity for charity, right? I always say that there are two problems in life. One is being alone. The other is being around someone, right? So those are the two problems. It's an opportunity for charity. A rectory provides networking, strategizing for the day. There's human formation that goes on when priests live together. We were founded 57 years ago, and our rectory will serve for the next 57 years and beyond. We also have to address our parking. I've driven around here when Father Ani has had Mass at 10:45. Our neighbors are really, really generous to us, by the way. Cars are parked all the way to 4th. These homes want to do something for a Sunday brunch. They have to put their cars in the street and then move them when their guests come. I really wonder, when I'm invited to downtown Bismarck, I really wonder if I really have to go. Because of parking, it's a hassle. We need to continually look for that expansion. Bishop Kagan has given us permission to begin. The rectory will be built by Vance Vetter Homes. He's been awarded the general contractor. He's just built the recent cathedral rectory as well as the rework for the bishop's home, Vance Vetter. And my desire is to utilize any subcontractors we have here in our parish. I always believe, because I like to be treated this way, I always believe we have to take care of those who take care of us. This is what our rectory will look like. It'll be built right over here. We've already raised the first of three homes for the lot. It will cost approximately $1.1 million. We have $750,000 in land acquisition and preparation, and $150,000 for that parking. So our finance and parish councils have recommended, and Bishop Kagan has approved, a $2 million capital campaign for us, which begins this weekend. Do you remember when Pope Francis ditched the apostolic palace to live in after he was elected pope? He moved into a house with priests. Do you remember that? When asked why he did that, Pope Francis said, "Listen to me. It's due to psychiatric reasons. It's my personality." We know that Pope Francis is a people person, and he feels happier around people. That describes me. I think that describes most of us. It certainly describes the priests we're ordaining today. I like being alone. That's where I get my energy. But I don't like living alone. And I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it for another 5 years or however long I'm here. Priests need private space and common space. With this rectory, we will have three regular priests here at Corpus Christi to accommodate our growth, which I'll speak about in a bit. And we know the blessing that Father Mark Ani has been for us, the newly ordained priest, right? We all like newly ordained priests, don't we? I mean, they haven't made any decisions yet. Everybody loves them. They haven't had any interactions with people yet. Everybody, I was there once. Newly ordained priests give a parish life. I always learn from them, and they learn from me. We will continue to attract newly ordained priests with our rectory. They will often teach at Light of Christ, as Father Ani did, and they will also work with our nearly 700 youth here in our faith formation programs. Monsignor Walsh always told me, when I was a 26-year-old priest, he always said, "Patrick, never forget the young have to teach the young." So that's why I'm not teaching high school anymore. We will also attract seminarians. Seminarians will be assigned here for the summer. We will get to meet them. Some of them may be ordained and assigned here. And maybe even a retired priest. There will be only one rectory I know of without one necessary step in it. It seems like the rectories I've lived in have been like stair contests. How many steps can we put in it? There will not be a one step in this ranch plan. That's why I needed that other lot to the east of where Father Ani lives for that ranch plan. It offers great accommodation. And I also always host people in my rectories, families, groups, staff meetings. All of you come to Mass, you listen to me, you don't know who I am. Vicky does. We were in jazz band together. I get to know you when I'm in your home. You get to know me when you're in my rectory, our rectory, when I'm cooking carbonara for you. I can't do that now. I don't even have a dinner table. I love to host, have people in. It's our rectory, it's the people's house. So that's why. That's where it will be. And you know how it will look. It will be representative of who we are. And it will reflect our neighborhood. And I ask for your support. Before I conclude, on Tuesday this week, the mailings to our more than 2,300 homes will start to hit your homes. With all of this information and more, it'll look like that. On the right, I have a pyramid to show us the kind of gifts that we need. And I ask for your generosity. And on the left, we have a map so that you can look at the lots. You know exactly what's going on, and you will learn the property swap we're doing from that family to my house over here, which is why this week I'm moving to the Cathedral District. Bishop Kagan said I can continue to be a member here, so that's good news. Father Ani has moved already to a different location, so for the first time since 1964, there will not be a Corpus Christi priest here, living here, until we move back next October. On the back, I have the planning timeline that I've conducted, and you can see how your representatives have worked. And I've named all of your representatives of the Finance Council, Parish Council, and our Rectory Committee, which has worked diligently to get us to where we are. Some of them are here today. If they're wearing a blue lanyard, they're one of our representatives. Feel free to speak with them after the Mass. You can see with what you will receive. The rectory project is not Bishop Kagan's idea, it's not my idea, it's our idea. We just met with the Diocesan Building Commission on Friday for the last approval. You also have a prayer, which I'll read. But in closing, I've been doing a simple survey. It won't be as dramatic here as it was at 10:45, but I want you to raise your hand if you live north of I-94. If you live north of the interstate, raise your hand. See? Thank you. It was about 85% at 10:45. Now, Corpus Christi is here to stay. But we need to continually portray ourselves as agents of change, to act like we're here to stay, actively preparing for our future. This is what we're doing. I've said Corpus Christi is indeed a place where people want to be. We need to actively keep it that way. And we need to expand or improve or build upon every respect to accommodate our growth. 2 weeks ago, I signed 22 letters for new families here at Corpus Christi in a 2-week period. That's a pleasant problem to have. People want to be here. We need to accommodate them. We need to accommodate our priests who serve them. So this weekend, and this is my fourth run at this, and I really don't want it to end. The 5:30 homily, I milk every bit of it I can, because I'm good at it by now. This is where I finally know what I want to say. I'm speaking about temporal goods this weekend, or stable patrimony, whatever you want to call it. Temporal goods. This tile is a temporal good. It's gonna disappear someday, as the world will. It's temporal, but it's good, because it helps us serve our Lord. That's why we build churches, schools, rectories, to lead us to eternal goods. This parish, with our temporal goods and our baptized body of Christ, this is where we proclaim, as we heard in today's gospel, the mighty deeds of Jesus Christ. We do it here. And as diverse as we are, and we are very different, we are Corpus Christi, the one body of Christ. And because we're the body of Christ, we can say in that gospel, as we just heard, whoever is not against Corpus Christi is for Corpus Christi, as we are the body of Christ. I'd like to close with the prayer you'll receive, and I ask that you pray it for our success. Pray it for God's will upon us. I thank you for your expression of faith and your support of our parish. Dear God, we offer you praise and honor for the goodness you bestow. We are grateful for the Church of Corpus Christi and her faithful parishioners since 1964. As disciples of Jesus, we live our faith through word, sacrament, and service. We ask your blessing upon our work and our fundraising efforts as we strive to provide for our future. May our prayers, our work, and our service all bring glory to your holy name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe.